donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing.
What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Fan 4-Pack is a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. It's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and one large popcorn for one low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Starting in hockey, the Blackhawks took on the Wild last night in St. Paul. Hawks scored twice in the third period to tie the game at two, but Matt Dumba had the winner for the Wild in overtime. Wild beat the Hawks 3-2 in OT. Corey Crawford, 31 save shots on the night to help his team earn a point. Hawks at home tonight for the first time in a while. They are hosting the Boston Bruins. Major League Baseball last night, a blockbuster trade between the Dodgers, Red Sox, and Twins. The Dodgers receive Mookie Betts along with David Price. The Red Sox get outfielder Alex Verdugo and starting pitching prospect Bruce Dahl Gratterol. And the Twins get veteran starter Kenta Maeda. In a separate deal, the Dodgers flipped outfielder Jock Peterson to the LA Angels. The Bulls are off tonight. They host the Pelicans at the UC tomorrow. And in college football yesterday, Michigan State head coach Mark D'Antonio announced his resignation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted Never Fried Snack Nuts. Never fried, nothing to hide.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Hearing Florio writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio is at Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports, and he joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What's happening, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
How quickly does the offseason ramp up? How quickly do things begin to happen now, and what are you looking at?
Well, it never really slows down. Now, there's not a lot happening this week. There's some random transactions. Greg Olsen was released by the Panthers, giving him a head start on free agency, but you know, I think that there are a couple of really big dominoes. The first one is Drew Brees going to play in 2020. I think based on an interview that we did with him last week in Miami that he will be playing. And then secondly, what's Tom Brady going to do? And we'll know at some point by early to mid-March. I suspect that once he knows he's leaving, if he's leaving, that will be leaked and we'll hear about it, or he'll sign a new contract. But either way, that's the big one, because I think once that falls into place, wherever he's going to be, the rest of the offseason will go one way or the other, because if he's available to fill one of these other spots at quarterback, that throws everything into flux. And if he's not available, that changes teams' expectations about who's going to be available. So I think it's going to be one of the craziest off seasons, especially as it relates to quarterback movement, and it's coming soon.
Let's stick with Olsen for a second. I saw that was it WFNZ in Charlotte, and Greg had a little chat where he said the mutual parting wasn't exactly how things went down. What do you think Olsen has left? Is he a potential fit for a team in desperate need of a tight end like, you know, the Bears?
Well, it's a good question. He turns 35 on March 11th, so you never know when a guy's going to reach the limit of what he can do. He's had some injuries, and those things can accumulate, and at some point he may just not have anything left. And he has expressed hope that he'll hear from the Bears. So far it's Washington, Buffalo, and Seattle that are checking him out. He's also got door number two in the form of a standing offer from Fox to become an analyst there, and I get the impression they're willing to keep that door open indefinitely, although Jay Cutler may have thought the door was going to stay open for him when he decided to come out of retirement and play for the Dolphins a couple of years ago, and then the door never opened again. But, you know, that's the analysis. What will a team pay you versus what will Fox pay you, and do you want to keep chopping at that tree in the hopes you're going to land with a team that allows you to walk off into the sunset with a Super Bowl ring? So I suspect he's interested in playing. I think it just depends on what teams are willing to pay him, and that's going to be part of the broader analysis.
I don't know how long this iteration of the XFL is going to last, and I don't know how the quality of football is going to be. Probably not very good. But I'm always in it for experimental rules and what they're doing with kickoffs and major touchback versus minor touchback, multiple opportunities for points after touchdowns, deciding on where they're going to be and where they're going to start from for that conversion attempt, the way things are going to be called. How intrigued are you? How much attention are you going to pay it with some of what they're going to do, canary in a coal mine kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm very interested in the ideas that the NFL could lift from the XFL. The XFL actually is using an idea that I put out there a couple of years ago for an overtime solution that is as fair and equitable as possible. They're going to do essentially a two-point conversion shootout with 44 guys on the field at each end of the field from the five-yard line, going back and forth like they do in soccer and hockey. And Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL, has a history in soccer, so he's interested in that. Now, with all these different point levels and point after touchdowns, I don't know how many ties there's going to be, but I hope that they do it, and I hope the NFL sees how compelling it is, because I would love that as the alternative to the NFL's current overtime format. You know, the AAF last year brought us the concept of sky judge, which the NFL should embrace. So I go back to 1983 in the USFL when gauging my own interest in spring football, and I remember being so excited. I was a senior in high school about more football. I love football. I want more football. It's more football. Give me football. And I sat down on the couch and turned on ABC and watched the first USFL game. And the whole time I'm thinking, what the hell am I doing? It's not football season. So I can't overcome that. And I'd be a fan, and we've probably talked about this before, of an in-season minor league on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night. Forget about the MAC games. Give me a professional league Tuesday and Wednesday night. But, you know, I think they're betting on, literally and figuratively, people betting on the XFL, and that will create interest. And I think we're going to be force-fed by ESPN and Fox because of the broadcast partnerships there, more extensive than what we saw with the AAF. And I think that you know, it's the old George Costanza to Russell Dalrymple. Why am I watching? Because it's on TV. And that may cause people to watch because it's going to be on ESPN, ABC, and Fox.
So I assume that Chiefs fans, having just won a Super Bowl and getting set for a parade and all that, are just thrilled with the idea of having Patrick Mahomes for the entirety of his career. Making that happen seems accomplishable, but are the hurdles that they've got to jump over, like Chris Jones and Sammy Watkins, bigger than perhaps we're imagining? What are the Chiefs going to have to do to keep together at least somewhat of a core around Mahomes to make sure they can get back to the same spot next year?
This is the biggest practical impediment to doing a deal with Patrick Mahomes now. And I want to keep it as simple as possible. it's the new money analysis that the NFLPA engages in, that the agents engage in, that the media engages in. When you have years left on a contract and you are given a quote-unquote extension, there really isn't an extension. What they do is they rip up the current deal, they replace it with a new one, but all the dollars that you get beyond the money you were supposed to earn becomes part of this new money analysis. Let me give you an example. Russell Wilson, his contract extension with the Seahawks, $35 million per year, new money. But at signing, the contract that he inked has an average of $31.4 million. So there's a gap there. And here's the problem. When you got a guy who is still making peanuts under a rookie wage scale contract, and this year Patrick Mahomes will make $2.7 million, when you give him the extension, if you give him what he wants, if you give him what he's worth, it sends that new money average through the roof. Quick example. We've been hearing $40 million a year as the number for Patrick Mahomes. Okay, if they give him a five-year extension, $200 million, $40 million a year, you throw that onto what he's making this year and next year, the average at signing is $32.8 million. A big difference between 32.8 and 40. You give him a seven-year deal at $40 million a year, 280, that's $40 million a year. But when you do the new money analysis, it's over $50 million a year because of primarily $2.7 million this year. And it's one of the reasons why the Cowboys and Dak Prescott couldn't get a deal done. He made $2 million in 2019. And I think the Chiefs are going to kick the can for a year. The kid's making a ton of money in endorsements. He'll surely have insurance. And he's not agitating for a contract now. And it's a lot easier to do a deal next year. So I think they're going to wait, which allows them to pay Chris Jones and keep Sammy Watkins. And then next year, that's when Patrick Mahomes gets that gigantic contract. And it's going to be more next year than this year. But I think it's easier for the Chiefs to do it because of that stupid new money analysis that people insist on using.
I can't remember if this was your idea or another expert with whom we talk, but it's looking like the best idea may be to exempt quarterback money from the cap, to create a separate area where teams aren't so adversely affected by doing the right thing and paying a great quarterback. The significance of the position relative to other positions, there's really nothing quite like it individually anywhere in professional sports. Why not just say, go ahead and take care of the quarterback and you'll still have an opportunity to populate the rest of your roster reasonably?
Well, it's not my idea, and I say that because I don't like it, because the NFL will never go for it. They still want to have a limit on how teams can spend and what they can spend. And I guess you could have a separate quarterback salary cap, but you still have a salary cap. Look, here's what needs to happen. What needs to happen is that one of these quarterbacks, whether it's Dak Prescott, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, whether it's a guy who makes it to the open market and has maximum bargaining power, somebody needs to put in his deal. And this is permissible. I've checked it out with the league and with the NFLPA. You need to have a provision in there that guarantees you a set percentage of the cap so that you never get to a spot where you're like, holy crap, the market has passed me by. And I think 18 to 20% for a guy like Mahomes, more than fair. So as the cap goes up, he's always going to get that percentage of the cap as his compensation. And we get away from this constant churning and this, you know, one-upsmanship. Who's due for a new deal? Who's getting him on? I'm underpaid. You're never going to be underpaid because you're going to negotiate a set percentage of what you deserve, and that's your compensation for 4, 5, 6 years into the future.
I'm wondering, though, when you set up caps like that and restrict people spending money in certain ways, what it does is just, I don't know, it victimizes players who have gotten to elite levels. And I just wonder if Mahomes is the first of, I don't know, another class of quarterback, a different kind of guy that's worth the money regardless of who you are or regardless of what the rest of the team looks like.
Well, and what he needs to ask himself is, where do I fall on the range of somebody who will take a team-friendly deal so I have players around me versus having the attitude of, my job is to play quarterback and get paid to play quarterback as much as I can get paid. Your job is to manage the salary cap. And I think the fairest way to do it is to say, you're always going to get 20% of the salary cap, period, no matter how high it goes. Here's the problem. The management council doesn't want teams to do it. And there is collusion, subtle collusion. The management council doesn't want teams to do it. Teams don't do it. And which owner is going to be the one to buck that trend? And based upon what we saw from David Tepper, the Panthers owner, in what he's paying his new coach, Matt Rhule, blowing the curve for entry-level salary for head coaches, I think Tepper's the first one to do it once he has a quarterback he's willing to do it with.
Why does the league want the Jags to play two games in London?
Well, I mean, the easy answer is the Jaguars have this $500 million Patriot Place type of a mixed-use development around the stadium, and they need that time to work on the construction during the season, which is kind of weird. Why don't you do it during the offseason? Or surely there's a time on the calendar where you can find. But look, London games make more money than Jacksonville games. And Shad Khan wants to get out of the bottom 25% of the league in revenue. So you play an extra London game and make more money. And, you know, I've said that... They want us to think it's not a business, right? Football is family. That's a great slogan. Football is business, and it's good business to say football is family. That's the truth. And we try to suspend disbelief. It reminds me of when I was a kid and I thought wrestling was real and I knew what was fake, but I kept ignoring that. Fans like to ignore the business realities. And here's the reality. NFL owners want to go, need to go where the money and people are. And there's more money and people in London. And now we've got this... Beyond one toe in the water, we've got two toes in the water. We got the full foot in the water. And the more the Jaguars play in London, the more I can see them sliding toward, and I don't know that they ever move there, but I could see them sliding toward the old Packers arrangement, County Stadium in Milwaukee for half the schedule, Lambeau Field for the other half, and I could see another team do the same thing. So you could have two teams that spend half the season in London. There's two stadiums there. And then you have a natural rivalry between those two teams that plays out in London. And I think that's the end game. Although, who knows? If they can work out some of these logistical hurdles, or if they just don't care about the logistical realities because all we care about is making money because football is business, then we could see a team move there on a full-time basis or two. I remember when Al Michaels told me 10 years or so ago that when the NFL goes back to L.A., it's not going to be one team but two. And people thought, that's crazy. Well, it wasn't crazy, and it's not crazy to think of London in those terms. And bottom line is, that's where the money and the people are, and it fits with this obsession, justifiable obsession, with making the NFL a global brand.
And it also, like you say, it happens to fit with a team that also has a footprint there. And that might just be the way of testing the kind of connection of identity. It's not a random team. It is a very specific team with a very specific owner. And it's probably a good way of beta testing the idea, as you can imagine.
And I was told a couple of years ago by someone who knows what's going on within these broader dynamics, if and when Shad Khan says, I want to move to London on a full-time basis, he'll get the votes,
right,
and he'll be authorized to do it.
That's what I see. That is clearly on the table here because we're talking about Jacksonville. We're not talking about a top-three market.
Yeah, and now it doesn't mesh with the investment he's making in Jacksonville and the money they're spending around the stadium, and that's why it makes me think he's going to try to do 4-4. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Once another team starts sniffing around London, that may change his mind. I, you know, he's kind of got shotgun on London, and he's not giving up shotgun on London. He's got dibs, and that's why I remember when that rumor came out, the Chargers may move to London. My first thought was, man, this is somebody trying to force Shad Khan to move that team. I later realized this is just the Rams trying to crap on the Chargers and keep them down and create uncertainty in the market so people buy Rams PSLs and season tickets. Classic. But I wouldn't be surprised at some point if somebody tries to get Shad Khan to just go ahead and do it. Quit screwing around, flirting with London. Go ahead and marry London.
Mike Florio, appreciate you as always.
All right, see you guys.
It's Mike Florio. This segment brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. 3 days only. Shop the biggest appliance sale of the year at Grand Appliance and TV. February 6th through 8th. Get President's Day prices and hundreds in grand rebate savings for appliance deals you won't find anywhere else. Shop a store near you today. I read a prediction about who the Bears' second quarterback is going to be that was probably the most well-considered, well-thought-out case for why this guy is going to be the man next to Mitchell Trubisky and maybe supplanting Mitchell Trubisky as early as this season.
Next question is, will this guy make you happy? We'll tell you who he is, and you can tell us whether he'll make you happy next. Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the score.
Who is that guy? He's going for it on fourth down in the first quarter? He's, forget your 3 points. I want 6. And he's running the ball. And, Oh, yeah, I heard that you can't run gimmicky college plays in the NFL and be successful.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
Lucas Giolito, after what he accomplished last year.
Do what you do.
Change nothing in your approach. Repeat everything you did that made you successful.
And but also, he's going to be adding that three-quarter delivery that Steve Cishek's going to teach you.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Are you more excited about the additions or the growth of the players that are already here?
For me, it's the latter.
Because I find myself going, what will Moncada do this year?
Yeah.
And will he cut down his strikeouts? Will he increase walks this year?
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
These fine gentlemen right here, McNeil and Parkins Show.
Fine gentlemen.
I mean, it's not often said of the two of us.
He's being nice.
Troublemakers. Yeah. Instigators.
Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to be the next man in the Bears quarterbacking room. We have a well-thought-out prediction as to just who it may be. We'll tell you in 60 seconds on the Score.
Hey Bulls fans, Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Winnington.
We bring you all the action of every Bulls game right here
on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
White, couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall! He's got seven threes!
Wow. That was a big time shot right there.
Only on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And right here on 670thescore.com.
A radio.com sports station.
An official radio home of the Bulls.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
And what Roberto said is the truth. It's like people get angry. Like if you're the same person and you've gotten up two, three times, nah, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like if you got to allow every person to get up once. You get one shot, one time.
I'll even give you two.
Yeah, but people don't. They don't want to. Excuse me.
Always Aggravated. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I think we're looking to increase competition at every position. Mitch is our starter, and we believe in Mitch, and we believe in the progress that he's going to continue to make. But two of the three players in that room are free agents, so we got to look at the quarterback room is critical. It's important for us, and we're always going to try to make it better. But as far as who it is, what we're going to do, we're not there yet.
You better get there at some point. We don't know how quickly the Bears are going to operate in finding the replacement for Chase Daniel. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are battling to become the first franchise in the American Hockey League's 84-year history to win a division title 4 years in a row. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. So the Athletic's Shail Kapadia has a series of predictions here, and each one has to have an explanation attached to it. So assess the validity of the following.
Okay.
One of his predictions is the Bears trade for Nick Foles.
Okay.
Publicly, they've said they're committed to Mitch Trubisky. What else are they going to say? Trubisky had the third worst total QBR last season, and he finished 30th in adjusted net yards per attempt. Counting on him to bounce back in 2020 with no other viable option on the team would be front office malpractice.
That's true. It would be.
I agree with all this so far. The Bears are in a tricky spot. They don't want to admit their mistake with Trubisky and add someone to be the unquestioned starter, but they also don't want to put all their eggs in Trubisky's basket. Enter Foles. The Jaguars will have to take a financial hit, but they can at least get something in return for him as they move forward with Gardner Minshew. Matt Nagy coached Foles in Kansas City. New Bears offensive coordinator Bill Lazor was Foles' quarterback's coach when he threw 27 touchdown passes and two interceptions in 2013. New Bears quarterback's coach John DeFilippo was Foles' coach when he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles and also coached him last year in Jacksonville. The coaching staff should know his strengths and weaknesses. Foles is an elite teammate with great veteran perspective. He will support Trubisky until or unless it doesn't work out, and then can step in and give the Bears a level of competence with intriguing upside.
You know what? I like the entire idea. We'll get to the nuts and bolts and trade in a second, but I like the idea mostly because it allows Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, if he wants to, and definitely the both of them publicly, to say something like, Nick's been the best backup in the league for years, right? And they get to say that because he's
an all-time great backup.
Quarterback.
I mean, Earl Morrill, right?
Yeah, exactly. You get to say exactly that. He knows exactly how to do this job, and he can step in for us if we need him to. He can say he's been a team player. They can also lean on, you know, he played four or five games for the Jags after coming back from the collarbone injury that sidelined him for a whole bunch of weeks on the first touchdown of the year when he threw that thing to DJ Chark in the back of the end zone. There you go. And you get to say, well, you know, he's still coming back from me. Hell, he's got to work his body. You have this built-in kind of deflector shield on Foles too. He's still getting healthy. I don't think they might have rushed him back. You know, you can play all those games you want and not have to say Nick Foles is the starter. Mitch is just have to, you know, he's got to go hold a clipboard now. He can change the hurdle there.
Yeah, when you actually hear this said and then add in what you're talking about, depending on what the cost would be, you're sort of painting the picture of a Goldilocks type just right fit here.
Let me read you this from Greg Allman. This is a couple of weeks ago or so.
Allman of the Allman Brothers?
No, not Greg Allman. I don't think he'd write all that well. There's a lot of weed, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, if another NFL team saw Foles as a potential starter, this might be tough in a year with so many veteran passers available in one form or another, then the Jags could try to make his contract more palatable for a new team. Let's say Jacksonville converts $5 million of the $15 million in 2020 to a roster bonus, then trades him away for a late round pick. They would be choosing to give him $35 million for one season rather than $50 for two. That's the Jags end. The cap hit, here's where the Bears might come in, with 18.8 in prorated bonus accelerating against the 2020 cap, okay, would be slightly more than if they kept him, but he'd be off the books after the season. Now, that's from the Jags' perspective, but for the Bears, net-net is, late, as I understand it, late-round pick, $17, $18 million or so.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
If that's the cost of doing business for a viable replacement to Mitch Trubisky, who can step in and win you a ball game in week one if need be, and I think it'll need to be, 17 and a late round draft pick seems fine to me. I'd rather do that for Nick Foles than I would Andy Dalton, too.
Not only just could step in, that I would make this prediction, that were they to make that move, you would immediately, you'd hear it on these airwaves, you'd hear it on this show, you would see it in social media, there would immediately be a Start Foles Now camp, and you'd have your Grossman Orton thing, you'd have a typical Chicago Bears thing, where falling into the tribalistic screaming, even before the preseason began.
Well, you know me, I'm a big fan of Fury Road. I'm going right down that. Let's do that. Let's get Thunderdome going. Because even in a theoretical standpoint, I'm Nick Foles over Mitch. And it ain't close, not for me.
So you would be in that camp right away?
Hell yes.
Even though you know that there's no such thing as a fair quarterback competition.
Absolutely.
Ever. There's never been an objective quarterback competition ever. When they start out, even if they say it, and even if a team intends it, yeah, there's always some way of having the sway of an investment, of somebody personally feeling they want somebody to take the job. I mean, the closest thing we've probably come, and it wasn't really set up as a competition. It wasn't declared a competition. But when the Seattle Seahawks spent what they spent on Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn at $10 million.
Correct. Yeah. And then Russell Wilson, they were like, oh, geez, this guy's just better. And they gave him the job because they realized he was better. That didn't begin as a stated, well, we're going to may the best man win. That was just like, holy crap, this guy's way better than the other guy.
Oh, so much, so much better. Yeah, I think that's probably fair. That is pretty close to a true competition, though, because Flynn was given the option.
It became one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the intent to be
one. We'd like to begin a competition here. Yeah,
we're going to let these guys play it out. It's great. It's really good that they made the decision that they did, not just because of the results in hindsight, but that's the way you want sports to be, right?
I think in college you get closer to that sometimes, you know, with like recruits or a new coach comes in and it is kind of like evened out some. But we're not playing college football. We're playing the kind where they get paid over the table instead of under the table, right? We're doing that kind of play.
And there's a cap number attached to you, et cetera.
And I got to tell you, I don't know where the harm is in bringing in, I mean, truly, where is the harm in bringing in a better football situation? Oh, Ryan Pace took Mitch and he can't identify the talents. Well, you bring in Nick Foles and you get to say, yeah, I did. All right, fine. But here's Nick Foles and the entire league thinks this of Nick Foles and it's all pretty good.
Yeah, the texters are great here. The 312 says, yeah, who exactly would be in the Mitch tribe?
There are some.
There still
I don't
would
listen
be.
To that show, but there are some. I mean, I don't know why, though. I don't know what keeps you there. Yeah. I don't know what holds you there. I don't know what talents you're seeing where you go, oh, don't worry. If everything goes right for Mitch, you've got an NFL average quarterback and nothing else in an NFL season ever goes wrong, so an average quarterback will just be fine.
Mr. Pouty Pants says 100% Foles over Trubisky. Give me a Super Bowl MVP who played in a similar system over a kid that still can't read a defense. And by the way, the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The other thing here is, and what did you say the name of that writer was, Greg?
Auman. A-U-M-A-N. Auman.
And I thought you said Greg Auman.
I did not.
And the
rhesus monkeys, Dan.
Not racist. You said racist.
I haven't heard the tape.
You said it.
I haven't heard the
you
tape.
You said racist monkeys.
I know what you think I said.
No, I know what you said. The 414 says, I don't think it would be a weed issue that would have prevented Greg Allman from not writing well. It would be the being dead.
Well, yeah, of course it being dead now. You asked about his writing in the past.
No, I did. I actually forgot that he was dead, to be honest. Dwayne was the guy that was dead young, right?
I don't, you know what? I set up camps for quarterbacks. I'm not in one Allman brother camp or another. I don't care.
I don't. But you should know.
The Allman Brothers have one, maybe two songs to me.
And oh, that's not true.
No. To me, they have one, maybe two songs. They're all the same. And one of them is Jessica, I think?
Melissa.
Belinda? Margaret. What is the name of the... I don't know. The Allman Brothers do very little for me.
Midnight Rider? Whipping Post?
They do very little. I'm not saying they're not good. They just don't do... I missed that. That wasn't around. Yeah, my dad had an Allman Brothers album, I'm sure. I mean, you need something to set up and move the seeds away from the good stuff, right? You have something to put that on.
Yeah, Dwayne Allman died in 1971 in a motorcycle crash. So he
would not have been writing about Nick Foles in 2020?
My guess is no.
If anybody could do it.
And Greg Allman died 2 years ago at age 69. But there still is an Allman Brothers band, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, they still tour around. They still make money on the name.
Is there a third Allman Brother?
They just put a bag of almonds on the stage, and Warren Haynes eats them throughout the show.
They do sing Jessica. The Allman Brothers did Jessica.
Jessica and Melissa.
And Belinda?
I don't think
Margaret.
Not Matilda. And Meg.
Right. Okay, but yeah, but there is an Allman Brothers band without an Allman Brother in it. Is that right?
I think all the almonds are dead that matter. Right?
Well, Jay's just killing almonds left and right over there.
I haven't seen him in 15
You don't
years.
Matter, and you don't matter.
I saw the Allman Brothers band at the Rosemont Theater. What a bad matchup. That's a place that you can't drink in,
oh.
And it's incredibly comfortable. That's not how you see the Allman Brothers. You got to be high, drunk, and hot. Those are the rules.
I like the idea of everybody at that concert being, wow, I'm high and I'm drunk and I'm hot. Are the Allman Brothers up yet? What do they have?
I want to say it was Derek Trucks that played with them, right?
Yes, Derek Trucks.
Okay. Yeah, I don't, it's kind of hard to have an Allman Brothers band. I guess they're disbanded now because they ran out of Allman Brothers. I don't know. They had a meeting with Mark Trestman or Dick Duran to determine if they could
continue. His Allman Brother got too expensive. We had to trade him to avoid the luxury tax.
We had to
go somewhere else.
They should do the Weekend at Bernie's thing with one of them and just tie their arms up.
Set them up there.
To the whipping post.
Like the Grateful Dead Touch of Grey video.
I'm being told that Jessica is an instrumental song, so no one sang it. Again, I don't care. The Allman Brothers have maybe two songs to me, and they're pretty much all the same.
You are missing out, by the way. You're selling the Allman Brothers
I'm
very,
I'm not
very
saying
short.
They're bad. I'm not saying the Allman Brothers
you
are bad.
You kind of are.
No, I like Belinda. It's a great tune. I just don't care.
In January of 2020, the five surviving members of the final Allman Brothers lineup announced their intentions to hold a show to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the band, March 10th at Madison Square Garden, calling themselves The Brothers.
The Brothers took issue with the name.
Calling themselves Steve. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Right, they're just The Brothers because you ran out of almonds.
The band was taken.
We have the Midday Midway coming up, and I've got a couple of stories. I want to thank Joe Bartosz of our sister station,
just
WBBM.
Just for being Joe Bartosz.
As well, always. But when something comes across his desk as a news writer and editor, he will usually slide it over to ours if he thinks we'll find it interesting. I have a really, really bad criminal, and I think a really smooth criminal.
Oh. Both sides of the spectrum?
You've been struck by this smooth criminal.
Midday Midway next. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fellas, I have solved your Valentine's Day issue. There is a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day, and it's not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PGA experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They determine that in a lab with tests and stuff. They're addictively soft. They're so soft, they beg to be touched. Go to Pajamagram.com to get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft, softer than her sweetest dreams and yours, combined even. They're relaxing to wear, they're irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you know you're happy too. A Valentine's Day gift has never felt this tempting, and you don't have to wrap them. There's less for you to do, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So, visit Pajamagram.com today. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them The Score sent you.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch. Getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the Radio.com app.
Just download the latest Radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your Radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the Radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Donate your car today. 1-877
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
We started the show talking about the trade of Mookie Betts, the kind of trade that simply does not happen, and the comparisons to Babe Ruth being traded for cash considerations to fund the musical No No Nanette. Those are reasonable comps. We did a lot of work looking at the value and the significance of Chris Bryant relative to that of Mookie Betts, looking at the difference between 2 years of control of Bryant and where he ranks as a player currently, and how we can look at the package that the Cubs are getting back. We also talked about ways perhaps to build into a collective bargaining agreement incentives for teams to keep their own free agents. And Connor pointed out this, it's not a fun baseball story.
No,
unless
it's not
fun. Unless you're a Dodgers fan and you have the one team that's got the desire and the wherewithal to spend money to try to win the World Series, there just aren't enough teams who want to go win the World Series right now.
Even if you are a Dodgers fan, good on you. But what it means now is that you just have to do a whole year of twisting your thumbs about whether or not Mookie Betts is going to sign with you, too. I mean, this is where baseball is now, not just a collective decision or individual decisions by ownerships. This is a collective now.
I had a wide-ranging football discussion with Mike Florio that led us into the story we saw that predicts for a lot of very well-reasoned argument that Nick Foles is the guy that is the fit to the Bears in a trade.
Sold, and count me in Nick Foles camp. So we got a problem. There is a new drug, a very lethal drug that is out and discovered by law enforcement. A lethal new drug known as Gray Death has been found in Louisiana, and it's so powerful that touching it could kill you.
Gray Death?
Gray Death.
What is the drug?
Well, it's a super drug.
Getting old.
It is composed of heroin, fentanyl, and other deadly opioids. It is reportedly 10,000 times more potent than morphine. It could kill a person through skin contact. You don't want to touch this if at all possible. You don't even want to put your hands on it. That's the kind of powerful. Gray Death first surfaced in Alabama and Georgia, of course, and has since been detected in Louisiana. It was recovered from a group of unidentified suspects traveling from Lake Charles. The drug is described by authorities as looking like small chunks of concrete.
Okay, well, if it kills you by touching it, how do people get high and not dead?
You just get close to it, I guess? I don't know. It doesn't say, the police reports I've read don't offer here's how to get high on Gray Death. It's more just the don't do this variety of reports.
If it's just poison, I mean, that's like doing cyanide. Right, I guess I don't really understand the mechanism. Right, if people are purchasing it,
yeah, I don't know.
If it's death, that's Gray different death. From you can't really abuse it other than just like poisoning
well,
yourself.
Well, maybe you just have to take something else has to be used to remove the certain amount of Gray Death so that you can get high of it. You can't touch it to separate it. You can't slice it up into a whatever yourself.
Color me confused until we hear more. While we're talking drugs, a Florida traffic stop turned into a surprise narcotics bust. A Florida Highway Patrol trooper made a stop observing a car going 25 miles per hour over the limit. This was on Saturday. The sheriff's canine arrived at the scene, alerted police to the presence of contraband, and the police said they found narcotics, 75 grams of meth, 1.36 kilos of GHB, a gram of cocaine, 3.6 grams of fentanyl, 15 tablets of MDMA and drug paraphernalia. And you say, okay, well, why is this interesting? This happens all the time. You make a stop, you see drugs, you have some sort of probable cause of checking it all out. Well, here was the clue. There was a bag in the car that was labeled
oh, no.
bag full of drugs. Not just drugs. We've seen that before. He said there was the woman with like the Rubbermaid tins yeah. and stuff. It said meth on there. Uh-huh. This literally, and I've seen the photo. You can look this up. There's a photo of the bag where the cop walks over to the car, probably shines the mag light in there, whatever, and it says bag full of drugs.
Oh my God, it does.
Yep. See it?
It's bag full of drugs. My Google search history is going to be terrible today. It's all drugs and gray death.
Honey, get me the bag full of drugs. This one? No, that's the bag half full of drugs. I want the bag full of drugs. I got a long drive.
It's like Jules' wallet. Which is your wallet? It's the one that says bad mama jamma on it.
Bag full of drugs.
There it is.
All right, so you and I, this show really is fairly comfortable in the kitchen, you would say, right? I mean, you're an accomplished amateur cook yourself.
Well, accomplished. We do our Score Leftovers videos often comfortably in our show kitchen.
We had a whole segment on the show before the Super Bowl about what other people were cooking for us. I feel like people listen to the show are interested in cooking or what have you. There's a poll done by, It's one of these kind of spots that puts out polls that, Mazola cooking oil or something like that is into it. And it was about people's unease, like relative unease in the kitchen. And I didn't know about this. I don't know if you knew about this. Most people are uncomfortable in the kitchen. Over half, 52% of respondents, 2,000 people, admitted they've had a full-on kitchen disaster. 31% of those have started from fresh. 49% of respondents say they're intimidated just getting in there and cooking something, which is crazy to me.
That
seems so...
Really?
I can't do jack in a kitchen outside and make a sandwich or throw something
but
in the
air fryer. But not being able to do it doesn't mean you feel anxious in the kitchen.
I mean, if I have to do like much prep with a knife, I'm not going to trust myself with these fingers and a knife in my hand.
Okay,
no, I can't speak. I'm going to just chop my thumb off.
Here's the list. Meals respondents can make without a recipe. What's on that list for you? What do you think is on this list of people? These are people relatively uneasy in the kitchen. Meals respondents can make without a recipe. How complicated do you think this gets?
People named the number of meals they could make?
Yep. Well, respondents, you've got 49%.
I could make grilled cheese if I really wanted to.
Okay. Grilled cheese did not. Seventh on the list. 36% of respondents said they could make grilled cheese without a recipe.
Spaghetti.
Not on the list.
Or pasta of some kind. They could boil pasta.
Eighth, 36% said they could make pasta. Number one, eggs over easy, 49%.
You know what? I don't want to well actually you.
You should.
Because a properly done over easy egg.
That's the reason I brought it up.
Is actually a genuine cook's skill. That is not easy. A sunny side up egg is easy. Over hard is easy. Scrambled, if you get it out of the pan soon enough, is easy. I'm very surprised to see that these chefs lacking confidence can say, oh yeah, I can do an over easy egg, because there is some anxiety in that. That's not easy.
Eggs over easy, scrambled eggs, hard boiled eggs, poached eggs. 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 is French toast with 41%. Most intimidating kitchen tool, and I'm saying this only so I can say it, spatula at 33.
I don't get it.
Okay, I don't get that.
I don't get it.
How about measuring the sharp thing that can hurt you?
Yeah, knife isn't even on there. Measuring cup is number two. How is that intimidating to somebody? If there's lines on the cup, fill it up to here, pour it out over there. End of story.
You can hurt somebody with a spatula.
If you'd have to want it.
Yeah, I mean, or you'd have to like accidentally sit on it or something. But I'm saying you can
stripes that.
What happened? Don't ask. I mentioned I had a smooth criminal. This is from Hamden, Connecticut. Police are trying to identify a man. They say, got a job at a gas station and proceeded to steal $17,000 worth of merchandise and cash on his first solo overnight shift.
Come on.
Hamden police said the man also stole his employment folder, which contained his personal information. So the store's owner doesn't even know the worker's name.
Wow.
Police responded to the Go On Gas store late last month, where they met the owner, who told them the worker had disappeared with lottery tickets, 89 boxes of cigarettes, and money worth a total of more than $17,000, and was savvy enough to take his personnel folder. So Away he goes.
How do you not lock up the personnel folders?
I don't know.
Like, where are you keeping those? Above the smokes?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but they will be able to identify which numbers, which lottery tickets were taken. So if and when...
I would guess,
if and when one is redeemed anywhere, that's going to be already marked to set off an alert, an alarm of some kind.
Yeah, that's your catch and kill. That's right? How you do that.
Yeah, because they will have all of those things
but the
alerted.
Cash, the cash would all be barely ready to roll, right? And then the smokes are just the smokes. He's good to... you could pawn those off if he needed to. He's probably not good. What was it, 89 boxes of cigarettes?
89, yeah. So those will be resold. Yeah,
you can fence some of that.
Yep. But that's pretty solid work there.
You're right, though. There's going to be a follow-up on this where the guy who thought he got away with one at the Gas and Go has now been snagged trying to turn in a $600 lottery
ticket. Right, because they flagged all those lottery tickets. Yep.
That is the Midday Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We talked a little football earlier with the idea, the prediction rather, that the Bears might make Nick Foles the quarterback to compete with Mitch Trubisky. We'll check that and a whole bunch of other NFL news with Hub Arkish, Pro Football Weekly, when we come back. Hub's next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. So do what I did and stop putting off LASIK surgery. Nobody wishes that waited longer for LASIK. I had the procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015. It has been a complete life changer for me because I don't have to worry about glasses or contacts or the backup contacts or the solution. All of it is absolutely gone. I could have actually thrown it out a window. I didn't, although I kind of wanted to. I just wake up and I can see in the morning and it has been life changing. Here's how you start your journey. Call or go online, schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. The consultation is awesome. They take you through every step of the all laser LASIK process. They understand that you're going to have questions about this. The consultation is built to get you the answers that you're looking for. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. It's why I chose them. And with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Hi, this is former NFL quarterback Gus Frerotte, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, where my co-host Dave and I interview our guests about how sports shape their lives. Jump in the huddle to find out what famous sports writer got caught stealing avocados, how an NFL legend had to convince his mom to let him play peewee football, or how a supermodel became a beach volleyball star. We all know the best stories are told in the huddle. Join Huddle Up with Gus, a radio.com original podcast at radio.com or on the new radio.com app.
60 seconds on Bernstein and McKnight. Hub Arkish, a Pro Football Weekly. Everything NFL with Hub on the Score.